a good question to start out with would just be,
we are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have one item on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I don't show any discussion matters, items. Anything else on that?
I do not.
Nothing from me.
Georgia. Okay, then we'll move into scheduling, and I believe right now we are scheduled on commission meetings through October 2nd. Does that sound right, Steve?
It does.
So, the next, on a two-week cycle, would be Wednesday, October 16th, followed by Wednesday, October 30th. Do those two dates work for everyone?
Hold on, I think I have a conflict with the 16th.
While Commissioner Fedorchuk looks that up, Mr. Chairman, would it be agreeable to move the October 30th back a day to October 31st? I have SPP the beginning part of that week, which will allow me no time to really prepare.
Only since it's Halloween, if you're willing to wear a costume.
I'm not, but I'm willing to try and move the meeting along in an orderly fashion so you have time to get home and get into yours.
And change into my, yeah. Right.
I'm fine. Have fun with
that. Works with me on the 31st.
I'm fine with that, but we should probably look, because I can't. The week of the 14th is a conflict for me.
The entire week?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Well, then maybe we want to.
Let me just say this. As I looked further out, it seems like the every other week thing, we end up getting kind of off a week from where it looks to me like they should be as we get into holidays and things like that. So maybe after the second, is it at some point, I think we're going to want to do a three-week.
Three-week. Why don't we start with looking at a three-week, which would push us to, would Wednesday, October 23rd work if we use that as a three-week stretch, since the 14th is out anyway, so we're going to have to move it to that week regardless? Or the week of the 14th is out.
The 23rd would work for me.
Ah, jeez. The 23rd, could we do the 22nd?
Sure. That would work for me. Commissioner Crisman?
Yep.
Okay, so let's try October 22nd and see if we can get through the holidays. So then I have a conflict on Wednesday, November 6th.
Are we holding the 31st?
No.
No, that would be out since we are now on the 22nd. So let's just look. Okay, I'm just going to think, if we went.
Do you want to do the 5th or the 7th of that week?
We did the 5th, the 7th, the 6th, 7th, and 8th would be out for me.
Okay.
So the 5th, and then possibly the 20th.
I think that's NARUC.
Is it?
Yeah.
But
the 21st.
Okay.
So November 5th, everybody's okay with?
I'm just trying to, if that works.
When
great,
is those. Thanksgiving?
I'm thinking it must be the 28th.
Oh, wow. Late. Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay. 21st.
So the 21st we're looking at? That.
Oh, you know what? I apologize. The November 6th would work for me. I'm on the wrong month.
Oh, let's keep it the 6th then.
Okay. Then we move to the 21st, and then we'd have two dates in December.
So the 4th.
What, you know, after...
Wait a minute. What did you do in November?
The 6th and the 21st.
Okay, yeah. We did do the 21st. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the 4th would work for me.
4th works for me.
That's the week. That's the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have a conflict. So if that was 12-3.
That works for me.
Okay.
And then the 18th of December, and then we would be...
That looks...
Dodging that the Christmas
work.
Week.
Yep.
12-3... 12-18.
And then maybe we could jump to the 8th.
I think
so. Okay, what did you decide in December 3rd, 4th, 5th area?
3rd.
Okay, currently we have one on hold for the 4th.
Yep, he's got a conflict.
Of okay. December, yeah. I was scratching
that one and moving it. Yep. Informal as well?
Yep, he's gone that whole day.
Okay.
So... Then, if we went with January 8th and January 22nd, just to put those in at this point in time, we have time to adjust if.
Yep, those would work for me.
Needed, and then do we want
to? Went to the 22nd?
No, 18th of December.
18th, yes.
No, I'm into January.
Yeah,
Steve's
still
I'm
working.
I'm still catching up.
Okay, 12-18.
Yep.
1-8, 1-22.
Okay, and I'm out of. Okay. So 1-8 and 1-1?
22.
Yeah,
I ran out of calendar.
And do we want to move into February the 5th and the 19th?
Sure.
2-5, 2-19.
Okay.
Super Bowl falls on a Sunday this year, right?
Is that your only conflict this winter?
Well, that and the Bison at the national championship game in Frisco.
Might as well book it. Might as well book it. It doesn't look like there's any more competition in that league.
Hey, now.
So February 5th and 19th?
Oh, wait. Let me reposition my mug ever so slightly. There we go.
And I'd be willing to do 4th and 18th of March, too. Yeah.
So March 4th and 18th. And do we dare?
And I don't know if we've ever done April Fool's Day, but we could give it a whirl.
Well, we could have April Fool's Day, and then on the 15th would be tax day. And
get all the highlights.
I'm not going to say what I was just about to say. So
let's do it.
I mean, at what?
I would just do an April 1, 15, and 29 then.
Right.
Sure.
And then we're going to get into...
Then let's hold.
Okay.
Okay, so where did you leave off?
April 1st, April 15th, and April 29th.
And then I think, Steve, maybe we can just put down some dates to stretch it. Ready for the next meeting just to take a look at.
I won't really be able to commit to May yet.
Okay.
Just because I know that's going to be a chaos month.
Okay.
Well, and even these, you know, it gets so far out. I may have an appointment or something coming up, and I think the meetings are typically, one of the meetings is typically in February. But I don't even know the dates yet.
Yeah, we can adjust. I'm assuming we can just adjust if stuff comes up.
Right. Okay, good. Covered some good ground there. The next, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Before we leave that, so each of those we are just going to hold an informal on that afternoon at 1:30, whatever
we're gonna hold,
the week they fell.
That's my
understanding. We're going to hold that time, yes.
Okay.
All right.
So this one, in the letters from the company, they're holding on the transmission part of it because I think they need to re-study with an SPP connection, potential SPP connection, but they did request that we move forward and complete the permitting process on the wind farm. The wind center itself. So having that in mind, I think that we probably need to have a work session to go through stuff. So I was just going to see what your guys' availability is for that. Yeah. I don't think there's any huge rush, but we might as well wrap it up. And
so Zach was ours, and Mitch was staff.
Do you have a proposed date?
I don't. Jerry, who's our attorney on this one? Russo.
Zach.
Do you have any dates from him?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear him.
Well, he gave me dates that were not available.
Oh.
And he was looking into August, and in August the 27th is the only day he's not available.
Okay.
And then September, he is here up until the 9th. So 9th, 12th, 13th, 17th, 18th, 20th are not available.
Are you guys, what's your week like next week? Do we want to hit this?
I like doing things as soon as we can fit them in because you don't know what else is going to.
Yeah, and my week is kind of open because I had originally planned on being at a conference and I'm not going anymore. So I've got pretty good availability next week.
So which dates is Zach gone next week?
Or next not available? Next
the
week, the 27th, he's not available.
28th?
So do you want to do like the 28th?
Or 29th either, or even 30th.
I'm fine.
Well, 20th or 29th would be my preference.
Sure. 28th. What about you, Randy? I'm open on those days.
Good. I'm just trying to remember something here. Just give me a second. How about the 28th in the morning?
Sure.
9, works for me. 10?
What do you think?
9?
9 sounds good.
August 28th at 9 a.m. Russo. All right. Cool.
Okay. And then the next is a work session for NSP, the ADP on the Mankato Energy Center. Jerry?
We also have Zach's schedule on those. There's two work sessions. The Mankato Energy
Center. Do we want to do them together back-to-back. Or separate?
That was Zach's preference.
Yeah, to do them back-to-back.
Yeah.
Okay. Or together. Right. Well,
back-to-back,
I guess.
So we have those same dates that I was just talking about.
What about the afternoon of the 29th?
Of when?
29th or 28th?
Maybe I wrote this down wrong.
It's 28th.
The Russo wind, that's the 28th? Okay. What about the afternoon?
Of
one
Russo?
One at 1 and the other at 2 or 1:30 and 3 or whatever you think we need for each one.
From a practical aspect, the week following might be better. Just looking at the workload.
Okay.
But aren't we, this is a work session, though, aren't we ready to talk about the elements? We already had the
We can make it work if you want to do that next week.
What else? Well,
if we looked into the...
Well, how about the 29th, then? Are you available on the 29th?
Because
I would rather do the 28th if we can... Why don't we do those in the afternoon then? Or
see if that's okay with Zach.
Okay.
It's a lot for him to prepare it for.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It gives him three work sessions in the same day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking he might prefer it because he's going to lock up the day anyway, but or part of the day, but that's true.
The other two are similar.
Yeah, why don't...
the Mankato Energy Center and the wind project are kind of similar. Russo is a whole new.
Or do we just want to bump that to the following week and?
I'm fine with that too.
And just play it safe. What dates?
I'm thinking the following week looks like it's going to be kind of hectic here. But could I throw out, even though it doesn't work the best for me, but it sounded like it worked all right for you guys, but how about that? If he doesn't want to do them all in one day, would it work better than to do, like, the afternoon of the 27th?
He's out on the 27th.
Oh, okay.
Not enough.
Yeah.
What do you have on the week? It must be stuff for you, because I don't have much at all on the week of after Labor Day. 4th, 5th, 6th. My schedule is...
We have the
got
staff.
A director's meeting. We've got a regular commission meeting on the 4th. The staff picnic.
Oh, I'm in the wrong year. My gosh.
That would be why it's like, clear.
What the heck? Oh, okay. Now I better double check that I didn't...
And then also that week I've got two things that I'm going to bring up here yet that I'd like to schedule on the 5th. So glad to hear you had that open.
2018,
wow.
I did.
She's not.
Last well, I was year gonna... I was wide open that week. All right. So, well, we didn't. We didn't. What the 26th is a Monday. We didn't. He wasn't busy on the 26th.
I was.
Oh, you're busy on the 26th. Okay, 28. Okay. So what now? Now that I'm in the right year, what were we looking at?
Well, now I'm mixed up when Zach can't make it. But
Randy, it's 2019.
Yeah.
So the Labor Day week, the Monday's Labor Day.
That's not going
to work. So do we have to backtrack on the...
No, it's clear.
The 28th works for the Russo, right?
Yeah.
And so the question is, will that be reasonable for Zach to do them all, the other... The NSP ones on the afternoon of the 28th, or if he wants a different day, I had proposed the afternoon of the 27th.
Well, why don't we...
He's not available on the 27th. Well,
why don't we tentatively or just see if it works for him the afternoon of the 28th? If not, our fallback could be the following week on maybe the 5th?
I'm gone.
Well, you're gone.
Okay, then...
all week.
I can cancel something here. If it doesn't work on the 28th, did I sense that it worked for everybody on the 26th in the afternoon?
I'm available on the 26th. Early afternoon.
Of August?
I'm going to mine at that night.
Yeah. It's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me, for some reason, we don't have a work session scheduled. That works for me, Randy, but as an alternative, the afternoon of the 4th, we don't have an informal, at least not one that I see.
Here's the thing, though.
We kind of left that to prepare for that evening.
If we're concerned about Zach being prepared, we're actually...
Oh, he just texted me. We can make the 28th work for all.
Okay. I was going to say we're shortchanging by 2 days.
Like, all right, let's cut to the chase here.
Okay, so Zach, it's an Zach afternoon time, 1:30?
Yes.
And, you know, I've always thought he is an exceptional attorney. And I know he's not here right now, but...
If somebody could just share that with him the next time they
see him. And he really is.
So 1:30 is
very charming too, don't you think?
Absolutely.
1:30.
1:30, everybody. 1:30.
Sure.
Well, we'll have to schedule two different times, or
1:30 and 3:00, or 1:30 and 2:30.
I don't know if you can schedule them back, but they have to be separate hearings.
Okay.
I don't know if we can just stay back to back or.
I heard 1:30 and.
I think you can do the second one at conclusion.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Well, whatever works out, I think we all agree that
after. We scheduled it at 1:30 and 2:30, and we started at 2:45. We're
fine. Yeah.
We're fine. Okay.
I would think, though, one of these has a completely different recommendation from advocacy.
Yes.
Do the complicated one, yeah.
I would think that you would want to do the easy one first.
Right.
So you leave as late as you need to go on the second one.
Sure.
Yeah.
So schedule the one where, even though there's some detail difference, the end result of the advocacy recommendation is the same.
So 18-430 would be first, and then 18-403 would be second.
Yeah.
403 is the Mankato Energy Center, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be second. Okay, so we're
and
set.
Then I have one more thing for scheduling.
I think Commissioner Crispin has something too.
I do. I have two things. Foxtail Wind expects probably later this week even to have their engineering report on a decommissioning plan and then their proposal as far as financial assurances to us. And so assuming that it looks reasonable when we get it, I thought maybe we could schedule a work session to review that, and I wanted to propose September 5th at 10:30.
That, I think, is out.
An informal hearing.
Yeah, I'm gone that day. The 5th and 6th. I have a family wedding that weekend that I'm participating.
September 5th?
I think.
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
Julie's not available.
I'm not available on the 5th.
You're not available.
There was another one, though. You had another option.
Yeah, on the 3rd, I believe, right? It was the 3rd? The 3rd and the 5th? Yeah. On the 3rd with Excel, they said they had some conflicts. They had a few conflicts. However, I could circle back and ask.
We're available in, I mean, my schedule's open in the morning on the 3rd. Oh, they preferred, yeah, because of Labor Day.
And they also.
Well, maybe we could switch our director's meeting to the morning.
Yeah.
And allow them to travel in that morning then so they wouldn't have to leave on Labor Day. I think that's what you mentioned. That
yeah, on the 5th, they preferred to that they could have a little more preparation time as well.
I'm not available on the 5th.
So okay. So we're talking the 3rd?
Yep.
In the morning?
3rd? Okay. I think we could make it. Couldn't we switch the director's meeting to be like 10:30, and then we could do the afternoon for this?
For the afternoon.
For Foxtail.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tentatively schedule it that way. If they want a later date, then we'll switch it back again. This is my proposal. So if that works for them to have it at 1 o'clock on the September 3rd, then we would switch our director's meeting to 10:30. But if that's not enough time for them to prepare and get here, then we're just going to have to reschedule for a different day.
Okay.
Deal with it later, okay?
Okay.
And 1:30 works for them?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
Or if it's later. I don't know what the travel flight schedule is that day.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
From Minneapolis. Okay.
And you have one more item, Commissioner?
Yes. I think we all received an invitation from Carbon Tech Energy Corporation to a demonstration of their CCD magnetic oil sorbent that he just wanted us to be aware of when we're dealing with siting issues. And they are holding that on September 5th. But since one commissioner is not available, if I intend to go, but if another commissioner is coming, we need to notice it.
I'd like to see it.
So let's notice it then.
That's 5th.
September 5th at 3 o'clock. It will be at 4910 Lakewood Drive Southeast in Mandan. I can give you this.
Yeah, I'll just grab that.
Okay.
All right.
I have
and
one.
And then Commissioner Fedorchuk.
So that wind quarterly, the wind pie meeting that it's been called on the calendar, we need to reschedule that one more time. Mm-hmm. We have it on the calendar for the 8th now, I think.
Of
October. And that is actually, we did that to piggyback it with the Empower meeting, but it turns out the Empower meeting is actually on the 8th. So the request is to move it to the 9th of October.
That works for me.
And we can do it at the same time. I think we had set, wasn't it? Yeah, 9:30. So it would be.
Oh, it's 9:30 on the 10th.
On the 9th.
9th.
Yep. Yep.
10-9, not 9-10.
10-9 at 9:30. That work?
That works.
I just want to know what iteration of scheduling we're on for this one. But
this is the third, and I said whoever can make it at this point. We'll just have it.
It works fine for me.
Okay.
So could you tell me what it is?
It's like the pipe, the meeting.
Like a regular pie meeting, but what, next era is coming or something?
Yes. No, pie as in periodic information exchange for anyone listening, not pie.
It's just a meeting to discuss industry issues.
Okay, so would the industry be coming in and talk to us?
That's who's coming.
So NextEra and... Okay.
And they have to be warned, again, that we can't be talking about any pending cases.
Okay.
And so there's not any discussion of that, but it's more supposedly more general issues that industry wants to discuss, and they'll propose some agenda items.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I've been getting asked, what's that?
By who?
Oh, well, Dave Cedarquist.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I don't know that it should be called a pie meeting. That's kind of been used just for the utilities for their information exchanges. It was never really intended to be called that. I think it's more like just a...
When we did the refinery?
The pipelines folks, you mean?
Well...
Davis.
Meridian.
When we did that one, we called it an information exchange.
But this isn't really... Do you remember all the pipeline meetings we used to have with the industry? We just call them
workshops.
It's not even that. It's just like a quarterly... It's like the meeting that we have with Lignite.
Oh.
That's what it is. It's just like that. It's just kind of an opportunity to talk about issues in general that affect the industry and... ways to improve processes, etc.
Yeah.
So I think we just call it a semi-annual meeting or something. I don't envision doing it quarterly, but maybe twice a year if we have issues.
Yeah, we can change the frequency of it, but just for lack of a better term, because it is distinct from what have been deemed periodic information exchanges.
Yeah.
So let's call it a semi-annual meeting, and if after it we determine that we need them more or less frequently, we can change the name again.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would call it, like, I'd say wind industry.
Yeah.
Semi-annual meeting.
Okay.
All right. Any other items? Steve, how are you doing down there on your end?
I'm good.
Not getting a cramp in your hand by changing the dates.
Dates and names. And
you know, I've gotten back into the whole running routine, and I'm loving it and having a good time with it. I'd like to do some marathons next year, but this, I think I just did one, so
yeah.
I survived. All right.
Scheduling is usually a marathon.
No, we covered some good ground. We are adjourned.
All right. Okay.
Hang on.